the UFO cover-up, right from the beginning, necessitated let's call it an end run around our normal constitutional processes in this country, and I'm now convinced in other countries as well. So that in order to hide a secret this big, you had to, by default, in a sense, create extra governmental procedures such as black budget activities and other covert activities that the public is never aware of and that your elected officials are never aware of and that therefore are beyond your normal government. And so that the cover-up of UFOs has subverted our traditional constitutional government. Now, that's an argument I was coming to a few years ago in which I was arguing that UFO secrecy was one of several knives in the back of the traditional American republic. I still believe that's absolutely true. I've been trying to take that analysis a little bit further now. So it's not simply that UFO secrecy has killed off our republic so that we have basically this walking corpse of a republic still wearing the old clothes, as it were, but there's a dead body in there. But it's further now, because to understand this problem on a worldwide basis means to go beyond simply the structure of the U.S. government cover-up. I mean, true, the U.S. government, the U.S. military, is the most powerful in the world by itself, although I think it's argued that the U.S. military and U.S. government are in some decline. But to look at it internationally required me really in the last year or so to rethink yet again what's going on. And this is where it gets even more depressing, as you put it. Because what we've had is a kind of transnational revolution, I think without even most of us realizing it, actually. I mean, we lived through the 1980s and 90s, and I think it was during that period of time in which a lot of the organs were kind of put in place, as it were, to remove sovereignty out of the hands of most people who live in most countries and put them into transnational organizations. And the reason I think this is important regarding UFO secrecy is that I think the foundation of UFO secrecy is not simply a bunch of concerned politicians at the top of the heap saying, well, we need to protect the public from the reality of this because they're just going to spaz out and panic and we don't want people jumping out of windows. I don't think that that is the reason for the secrecy.
You think it's a vehicle or a reason? A vehicle through which they move into some new world order.
Well, I think that the secrecy is yes, you could call it a vehicle by which they move into this. But I guess what I'm saying is that the secrecy of UFOs is not in order to protect the public from the truth, but rather to protect acquired technology and hardware. I think is a big part of it, and so and it is. It's also my belief that that technology has become privatized so that it's gone outside of formal government control, and I think it went outside formal control a long time ago. So that the way I look at it now is that you have a private international group of people who have access to exotic technology, and they have no incentive, as far as I can see, for sharing this with the rest of the world. And so they use international, there are a lot of ways to control world activities from an international stage. I mean, on the one level, you can certainly just buy off and get your hooks into any national government you're interested in. The greatest prize of all, I think, is the United States government, which has, I think, been under control of other interests for a long time.
By that, you mean multinational corporations?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And then, but there are other legal structures they have, such as here in Western Hemisphere, we got NAFTA, GATT, there's the IMF, there's the World Bank. I think these institutions are important, and I don't think they've gotten enough attention, not simply from UFO researchers, but just from political researchers in general, to really understand the power that these organizations have.
You know, I get asked this question all the time. I'm sure you do, too. Do you think the president knows? And, you know, what we've heard over the years, we don't know for sure, but that some do and some don't. There are stories that Ronald Reagan knew I'm pretty sure that Bill Clinton didn't know because he was friends of mine had conversations with him, and he was curious about it but didn't know. Do you suppose this guy knows?
Yeah, it's a really great question. Does this president know? Because I've done my best, as you have, to try to study or to try to figure out, really, what these prior presidents knew or did not know. And it's a real roll of the dice because we're not privy to the information that they are privy to. Like you, George, I had information that Bill Clinton wanted to know, suspected certain things, but did not have actual confirmation of whether there was or wasn't, an alien presence here. As far as the current president, I think it's the belief of a lot of researchers in this field that his father was in the know, George Bush Sr. If that is so, one might speculate that the son would know, except for this problem. When George Bush Jr. was a younger man, like during the Reagan White House years, he really was not held in high regard at all. There's a note in Ronald Reagan's diaries that just recently came out in which he speaks rather disparagingly of George W. Bush, so as George Sr.'s ne'er-do-well son or something to this effect. So I think it is possible that he might not be trusted with the truth. Now, on the other hand, this administration is about as military-friendly as you're going to get, so you might think that they would tell him. But the fact is, I don't know, and I wouldn't be willing to guess as to what George W. Bush knows. It might be that he's not as particularly interested in this. On the other hand, there are rumors that Dick Cheney has been in the know for a long time. In fact, when the Bush administration first came into power in 01, Dick Cheney did a spot on the Diane Rehm show on National Public Radio here in the United States. And UFO researcher, Canadian researcher, Grant Cameron, was actually able to get on the air to ask Cheney about UFOs. It was an amazing moment in 2001. And Cameron is a very responsible, really smart researcher. Said, I can't remember his exact question. Can you talk about UFOs? And Cheney said, well, if I could, I wouldn't be telling you. Words to that effect. That's really all we know about Cheney, but there has been suspicion that Cheney and indeed Rumsfeld, when he was Secretary of Defense, was in the know. Rumsfeld has a long history with this.
If your thesis is true that our government has basically been usurped by multinationals and that the UFO cover-up is part of that, perhaps even fewer people than normal than in previous years know about it anymore because the secret's been moved out of the government entirely.